Welcome to Stories in the Valley. I'm your host, Charles Kernan. I have for you tonight Donald Davis. Davis is one of the premier American storytellers. He specializes in what are called personal stories. In the personal story, the teller is the subject of the tale, but not really. The actual story is something deeper. Here is Donald Davis from his Father Was a Wise Old Man collection. This particular tale is called Selling Potatoes.
From the time that I was in Miss Ledbetter's room in the first grade of school, I was in love with the Smithsonian Institution Museums. In her classroom, we had books filled with pictures from the Smithsonian Museums, and as a little boy growing up in the North Carolina mountains, I dreamed of someday traveling to Washington to see all the wonderful things that were displayed there. As I got older in school, I was afraid that that trip would never come. My parents were simply not travelers, and there seemed to be little chance we would ever make that trip. My dad had been born in 1901 and was in his mid-40s when I was born. He liked to stay at home, didn't like to go places. He would say, "Why do you need to go there? You've never been. And if you've been, why do you need to go back?" And so for years, my acquaintance with those wonderful Washington museums was confined to pictures inside books. When I was all the way grown up, even into my 30s, I finally got to go to Washington and visit the Smithsonian. And wonder of wonders, my dad was along on the same trip, so we saw that great museum together. The first building we walked into was the Museum of American History. We came in the back door, and almost immediately we saw a big farm wagon on display inside. Before I had a chance to say anything, my dad said, "Look, that looks like a Studebaker." I thought a Studebaker was a car, not knowing that Studebaker had been wagon builders long before cars ever came along. My dad said, "We had a Studebaker. Come, let's look at it." And a story began to unfold right there in the Smithsonian. My dad said, "When I was a little boy, we had a wagon just like this. We had two big black Percheron horses. They used to pull the wagon. Remember, my dad was in the state legislature, and he always had good horses because it was a long two-day trip to go to Raleigh when the legislature met in the springtime." I said to my dad, "Did you ever drive the wagon? Did you ever work with the horses?" He looked at me and almost got tears in his eyes. He said, "Let me tell you what happened when I was 12 years old." He said, "I was 12 years old, and we had had a particularly good year for potatoes. We had already put 52 bushels of potatoes in the cellar at the house. That was one bushel for every week of the year, and we still had a whole wagon load left over. My dad said to me, 'Joe, I've heard that there's a man at Clyde by the railroad who's buying potatoes and loading them up in a railroad car. You're 12 years old, so I think you're old enough to hitch up the team of horses to the wagon and haul this wagon load of potatoes into Clyde and sell them and then come back home. If you get an early start in the morning, you can get there and get back all in the same day.'" My dad told me that he had been to Clyde many times. It was about a 13-mile trip. He had been many times with his father and with his older brothers, but he had never been entrusted to drive the horses and take the wagon on that 13-mile trip all by himself. And now, as a 12-year-old, the great time was coming. He told us that he hardly slept that night, thinking about the next day. The potatoes had already been loaded in the wagon. Early the next morning, the Percherons were hitched up, and he started off on his big trip. The trip all the way to Clyde was almost completely without event. It was made normally. He got into the tiny, tiny town, only two stores and a post office beside the railroad, and when he began to ask where the man was who was supposed to be buying the potatoes, all of a sudden he was told that the man had gone. He had left Clyde and had moved the railroad car 3 miles on down the railroad track and was now buying potatoes in Canton. As my dad continued the story, we all could see the tears welling up in his eyes, and suddenly he was a 12-year-old boy again. He said to us, "I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to go back home or whether to go on to Canton. Daddy hadn't told me to go to Canton. He had told me to go to Clyde and sell the potatoes. I thought if I go to Canton, I'll be in trouble for going to a place I wasn't told to go to. But if I go back home, I'll be in trouble for not selling the potatoes and I was supposed to sell them." He said, "I didn't know what to do." He said, "And then I decided that if I'm going to get in trouble, I'd rather get in trouble having the potatoes sold than not having them sold." And so he continued 3 more miles across a long hill down into Canton, where he finally found the man who was buying the potatoes. There was a new paper mill, Champion Papers, just opening Canton, and the man who was buying the potatoes had the train car way down in the yard at the paper mill. My dad drove his team of Percherons and the Studebaker wagon down into the rail yard, found the man who was buying the potatoes, and the sale was made. He received $4 for the whole wagon load of potatoes. Just as he was ready to turn the wagon around, all of a sudden, a noise. A little Shea Sidewinder switch engine was coming down the track. He had to travel back up. And the passageway was so narrow, there was no way to get out until the switch engine came through. And the horses were going wild. The horses stood up on their hind legs, pawing the air, and my dad got an idea. While the horses were still standing on their hind legs, he pulled back on the reins as hard as he could and wrapped the reins around the brake handle on the side of the wagon, and the horses couldn't get their front feet back on the ground. The harder they pulled, the harder the brake was applied to the wagon wheel. The horses danced the wagon in a complete circle right in place while the switch engine made its way past, and once the noise was gone, the horses calmed down. My dad let them back down to the ground and started the long trip back home. It was after dark when he got home, having added 6 extra miles and the train adventure to the whole trip. My grandparents were waiting for him to get home, and they listened calmly while he told his whole adventure of selling potatoes that day. When it was all over, my grandfather, his father, looked at him and said, "Joe, you did a good job," and gave him $1, 25% of what he had made selling the potatoes. I heard that story for the first time standing beside a wagon in the Smithsonian Museum. A place I'd wanted to visit all my life, but never thought I would get to go because I thought my daddy wouldn't take me there. And on that day, as he told a story which I actually had heard many times before, I heard it anew because I learned that my daddy's stories had been a museum I had already been visiting for my whole lifetime. And from that day on, the value of his stories grew for me again and again.
That was Donald Davis. The Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild holds its storytelling circle at Godfrey Daniels at 7 East 4th Street in Bethlehem on the second Wednesdays of the month at 7:30 p.m. Except the month of August. Come and listen to stories or try out a story yourself. We are a friendly audience and the event is free. That's all for now. Have fun and keep a story in your heart.